Caroline took a deep breath. It would do no good for her to lose her temper. A fly buzzed, caught between the panes of glass in the old windows. Caroline thought again of Phoebe, such a loving Quicksilver child, a finder of lost things, a girl who could count to 50 and dress herself and recite the alphabet, a girl who might struggle to speak, but who could read Caroline's mood in an instant. Limited, the voices said, flooding the schools, a drag on resources and on the brighter children. Caroline felt a rush of despair. They'd never really see Phoebe, these men. They would never see her as more than different, slow to speak and to master new things. How could she show them her beautiful daughter? Phoebe, sitting on the rug in the living room and making a tower of blocks, her soft hair falling around her ears and an expression of absolute concentration on her face. Phoebe, putting a 45 on the little record player Caroline had bought her, enthralled by the music, dancing across the smooth oak floors. Or Phoebe's soft, small hand suddenly on her knee at a moment when Caroline was pensive or distracted, absorbed by the world and its concerns.
"You okay, Mom?" she would say, or simply, "I love you."
Phoebe riding on Elle's shoulders in the evening light. Phoebe hugging everyone she met. Phoebe having tantrums and stubbornly defiant. Phoebe dressing herself that morning so proud. The talk around the table had turned to numbers and logistics, the impossibility of change. Caroline stood up, trembling. Her dead mother's hand flew to her mouth in shock. Caroline herself could not quite believe it, how her life had changed her, what she had become. But there was no going back, a flood of the mentally retarded indeed. She pressed her hands to the table and waited. One by one, the men stopped speaking, and the room grew quiet.
"It's not about numbers," Caroline said. "It's about children. I have a daughter who is 6 years old. It takes her more time, it's true, to master new things, but she has learned to do everything that any other child learns to do, to crawl and walk and talk and use the bathroom, to dress herself, which she did this morning. What I see is a little girl who wants to learn and who loves everyone she sees. And I see a room full of men who appear to have forgotten that in this country we promise an education to every child, regardless of ability."
For a moment, no one spoke. The tall window rattled slightly in the breeze. Paint was beginning to bubble and peel on the beige walls. The voice of the dark-haired man was gentle.
We all have great sympathy for your situation, but how likely is it that your daughter, or any of these children, will master any academic skills? And what would that do to her self-image? If it were me, I'd rather have her settled in a productive and useful trade."
"She is 6 years old," Caroline said. "She's not ready to learn a trade."